FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Sometimes you wake up feeling kind of blue. And if that's true, if that's the case for you, there's a new hotel in town for you because you can go to the Angered Arch Hotel and you can stay in a room that's whatever color you're feeling, which is really unique. Steve Smith is with us, the person who came up with this concept. And what a beautiful place you've built over there.
Well, thank you, Mark. We really think this is the first hotel in the world right here in St. Louis, Missouri, where you can book your room by the emotion of color. So to your point, blue is for rejuvenation, or okay. Tranquility, I'm sorry. Okay. Blue is tranquility, green is rejuvenation, yellow is for happiness, and red is for passion.
So the entire interior of the room is yellow or blue or
it's
green?
It's pretty doggone yellow. Or it's pretty doggone green. So come down and see it. I mean, I'm sure your listeners are kind of having this image like, whoa, but if you come down and see it or go to our website, you'll say, man, these things are really, really pretty.
Yeah, and that is Angered, Angered Arch Hotel. .com. Boy, this was really needed. Describe to people where this is, right next to the Fox, right?
Yeah, it's across the street from the Fox and immediately next door to Powell Symphony Hall in the heart of Grand Center on Grand Avenue.
Yeah, and it's not just a boutique hotel. You've got dining, you've got a rooftop bar.
Yeah, we have a killer rooftop bar. It's on the above the 12th floor on the roof. You have this enormous, just incredible panorama of the city of St. Louis. And then we have a new restaurant on the ground floor called Grand Tavern by David Burke.
Yeah. Obviously, it's an art hotel. And a lot of that art is focused. I know our friend Richard Winter from the Gardenview Care Center was involved in, he played a role in helping you select some of this art, correct?
That's correct. So actually, Richard sourced one of our major pieces that's in our hotel lobby by Leo Ray, a collector that Richard knows well. And then we also have worked with Art St. Louis, which is located actually here by the studios here, that also worked with us to help us place a lot of the other art by St. Louis artists as well. So we have both.
Well, I think it's fantastic because you needed more options for somewhere to stay in that particular area, because you really millions of people are visiting there every year between Powell Symphony and the Fox and all the Grandel and all that.
The Grandel,
So how long has this been in the works?
So about 4 years.
Wow.
A long time in the making. We started construction about a year ago. We opened on November 1st, and so sharing with your listeners and others in St. Louis what we think is the most unique hotel and restaurant and rooftop in St. Louis. So we hope your listeners will come down and visit us. Again, we have free parking, so you can come down any day of the week, any time of the day.
Yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, a lot of people worry about that when they go to the Fox. They do have that great that parking garage that I parked in the other day when we went to see Aladdin. But it's great to have more restaurant options as well. Describe the restaurant to us.
So David Burke is a nationally acclaimed chef. He's an Iron Chef. He's on TV. I mean, he's a tremendous chef. He does a lot of really whimsical, interesting things. This is his first foray into the Midwest. He's based out of New York, and he does American food, but with a twist. So we have clothesline bacon, where the bacon's actually on a clothesline.
I heard about that. Richard was talking about that.
We have couch potatoes, where the potatoes are sitting on a wooden couch. They go in the oven like that. And so, but very, very interesting food. I think your listeners will really, if they're foodies of your listeners, that really enjoy Grand Tavern by David Burke.
Well, that it's pet friendly, correct?
It is pet. The hotel is pet friendly. That's correct. And we have a dog park, an artistic dog park, two blocks away. The Ellen Clark sculpture park, which is dog friendly.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So, this is sort of a hotel that's going to appeal to people coming into town to visit. Also, if you already live here and you're just looking for a great weekend getaway, you offer almost a bed and breakfast experience.
That's right. Staycations, we would very much hope that we'd have staycations. Come down to the Fox, spend the night, spend the weekend at the Angered Arch Hotel. Breakfast, rooftop, late nights. It's romantic or rejuvenating if you're up for rejuvenation. So.
for whatever mood you're in, you can match your color, right? I think that's fantastic.
So cool.
How unique. Yeah. Is there anything else like this in the region?
Well, not in terms of the emotion of color, we haven't seen anything in the world where you can book and pick by that. And so we've gotten national and international press for this. I'm getting emails from Australia and India and England, as well as all over the United States.
So we might see more of these types of things popping up.
They might be, but what's neat is it's in St. Louis. And media around the country is recognizing some interesting things that we're doing right here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Steve Smith, thank you so much for coming down and telling us more about it. It's the Angered Arch Hotel, angeredartshotel.com. Is the website. Go there and check it out. Looks really cool. Thanks for doing that. Thank you, Mark. Good to meet you. All right, good.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.